Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Black, along with Coach Rocky Hidalgo, and special guest today, Coach Andy Jones. We got in the studio with us in the field house of Glenn Academy. You're listening to the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black, as I've said. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota, tough Toyota Tundra. And now joins us head coach of the Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo.
What's up there, Coach Black?
Just having a lovely day. A lovely day in the neighborhood. All right, had an off week last week. You took the opportunity to chill some. Took Monday and Friday off, and you know, just had good practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and that's the way you like to do things. You like to give that people rest, don't you?
Yeah. If I had the courage, I'd take the whole off week off. I just don't have the courage to do it. I'm too worried about it. When Parkview up in Atlanta, when they were on their run, they just give the kids the whole off week. They come up, watch film, condition, and give everybody the whole week off. I just don't have the guts to do that. I'm concerned.
Got to get them up some.
Yeah. It's more for me. I think it is. It's more for the coaches. I'm not sure it hurts them. And I think when you look at like us, when we had, you know, 4 weeks off a few years ago, it didn't really affect us having those 4 weeks off. So, you know, it is what it is. Maybe at one point in time I'll get the wherewithal to do it.
Yeah, you mentioned the coaches. I think that's big right there because people don't realize the time that, you know, even at the high school level, these guys put in. I mean, they're here 6-7 hours on Sunday. They're here, you know, an hour and a half after practice. But that's by their choice. You don't we've had coaches out here that would like to meet after practice. That's not you do. You get out of here.
No, I want guys to get home. And obviously, you know, we get off the field 6:30, and most of our guys are here till 7. They don't leave till 7:15. And then, you know, Friday obviously is a long day, especially if you're away. Sometimes we don't get out of here till 1 o'clock in the morning, 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And that's at a home game.
Yeah. And most, you know, most Saturdays our day off with our kids. I'll come in and our trainer does treatment in the morning. I usually come in, make sure that, you know, we've got the laundry in the back getting washed and check on the kids, and I'll watch a little film. I get in sometime about 9 o'clock and leave about noon. Our coaches work independently on Saturdays.
Yeah, they're watching film at the house.
Yeah.
You know, with the new, you know, some of the old timers, when the VHS video was out, they don't understand that now we got huddle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all, you got a game before we get home.
Yeah.
You got it on film.
Yep. And, you know, we try to tell those guys, you know, our meeting is at 1 o'clock on Sunday. We have, you know, we have lunch and we meet at 1 o'clock. They have to have all their work done, and their work means, you know, having all the film broken down. Friday night's game plus our opponents, all that stuff has to be broken down by 1 o'clock. So we're ready to sit down and discuss what we want to do. You know, and our guys are here till 8 o'clock on Sunday. You know, I get in the office about 9:30 on Sunday, and it's a long day.
Yeah, it's definitely a dedicated staff, and I think that shows in the win-loss record too. Let's talk about the injury report, Coach. It took some time to rest some folks last week, but we still got a few guys that are hobbling. Miles Smith, is he okay?
Yeah, he tweaked his hamstring last Thursday during the off week. You know, that stinks because hamstring injuries kind of hang
rest
around.
Him.
Yeah, it's got to rest him, and we're probably going to sit him versus he might be able to play versus Coffee, but we're probably going to sit him obviously with Region around the bend. The Coffee game, you know, it doesn't it's not a Region game,
and right.
don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't want to win that game, but our goal is to build a team and get ready for Region play versus Brunswick the following week. So we'll probably rest him versus Coffee. Hopefully he'll be 100%. You know, Clayton Ketchum has been nursing an AC sprain that he played in the Winder game with that, you know, tough kid, just kind of gritted his way through it. And, you know, frankly, we didn't have a lot of options because we've lost so many guys on the offensive line. He's been non-contact for 2 weeks. I think he'll be back full speed. Ryan Say's shoulders in better shape. Unfortunately, Quez Randolph and Jaden Miller are out for the year with ACL tears, and I think we're going to get Jack Fendick back in a couple of weeks. So we're getting closer and closer to kind of getting there with those guys.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned Ryan Say a few, is nursing his injury. But with some of the other injuries and some of the situation we got going, Ryan Say is going to have to play a lot of snaps this week, both sides of the ball.
That's all right. Ryan's a tough kid.
He can play.
Yeah, and we held him versus – he could have played versus Winder. We didn't play him versus Winder because we wanted him to heal up good. We figured we'd give him 3 good weeks to get ready to go. Ryan will be ready to go versus Caulfield on Friday. Ryan's a heck of a player.
Ryan,
he's offensively, defensively, he's as good a player as we have on the football team.
He's one of those quiet leaders, isn't he? I mean, he just goes about his business.
Shows up and tries to tear your face off. That's the kind of guy I like.
And smiles at you.
That smiles at you. Doesn't say anything about it.
Exactly. So, also another situation that I guess we find ourselves in with some injuries is up front. With Jack Hunt, you got a freshman offensive guard that's going to have to bow up.
Yep, and it is what he's going to have to grow up in a hurry. And he's going to make some mistakes. There's going to be some growing pains with him. But the other side, he is a rough joker.
Great high school football player.
He's going to be a stone-cold killer here.
Yeah.
3 years from now, when he's a senior, he's going to make people quit on the football. They're going to give up football altogether on a Friday night because he gets after people.
Yeah, I was watching him in practice this week, just to see how he was reacting. And, he gets angry at himself if he misses a block. You see him walking up to the line – or not walking, but at the line of scrimmage, and he's going through his mind who he's blocking, where he's blocking, what footwork he's going to use. And it's really impressive for a freshman.
Yeah, he's got a lot of want to. And he is, man. He's got a chip on his shoulder when he plays. And you get kids like that sometimes. They're just big physical kids. He is a kid that's going to rough people up one day in a Glenn Academy uniform.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely impressive up on the offensive line. One other guy I wanted to Melvin, Taiwan Melvin. Is he going to be?
Yeah, Taiwan has got a meniscus tear in his knee, and our two starting linebackers, both those guys. Taiwan's just going to have to play with it. It's one of those things that you play with. It's going to bother him. It's not something that it's going to get necessarily worse. It's just going to be an aggravating injury. He's just going to have to tough it out and play with it. He's done that thus far. He had a little stomach bug this week. He's back. He feels better now. But it's just kind of been a crazy year with injuries, COVID, all that stuff. And we're kind of hopefully find our groove here over the next few weeks and get after it.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to have three of the Glenn Academy players. We're going to have a senior quarterback, T.J. Lewis. We hadn't talked about him much this morning. Miles Davis and Cameron Joseph, who's really stepped it up. That's a safety position to stick it in there. So hang with us. More to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glenn Academy Red Terrors. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terrors! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Terrors!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Glenn Cabinets Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by the Golden Isles Pharmacy. All right, Coach, we're going to talk a little bit about Coffee County because I know your attitude is not about coffee. It's about Glenn Academy. So defensively, big up front. Offensive line is going to show up.
They're really well coached. Their coaching staff does a great job, especially on the defensive line. They do a good job getting their hands on you. It's hard to double team them, combo them, because they'll just make a pile right there. You end up wasting two guys trying to block a guy. They squeeze really well, all the fundamental stuff. They run really well on the back end. The two inside linebackers are really active.
Right.
You know, the things we're going to have to do, obviously we've got to get a hat on a hat up front. You know, we've got two young guards playing, haven't played a whole bunch. It's going to be a big challenge for them. On the perimeter, we've got to block well on the perimeter. We've got to be able to get some game going on the perimeter. I think I like our game plan that we've got against these guys. But, you know, we're going to have to go out and make some plays. We've got to make some plays in the passing game. We've got to play well. Our decision-making's got to be good. And then at the point of attack, man, you know, we've got to win some blocks out there on the perimeter. We didn't block very well on the perimeter versus Winder Barrel. Just ran by some guys, and hopefully we'll do a better job of that. It's been a point of emphasis the last 2 weeks.
Okay, and offensively, they're led by the senior quarterback, A.J. Wilkerson. He's hanging in there. I mean, he's a good quarterback.
He knows
what he's doing. They got a running back number 9, A.J. Franklin, so they got the A.J. duo. It was just a junior, 974. He sticks it up in there.
They're pretty dynamic. You know, the quarterback, he can throw the ball, but he'll also take off and disappear on third and long. So we've got to keep him in the pocket. When the pocket breaks down, we've got to be ready to come up and put our nose on him so he doesn't extend drives by scrambling. It's really tough to do with an athletic quarterback. Receiver number 3 is an exceptional player. He can make plays all over. Go get the football,
yeah,
and throw it short.
He's their leading receiver.
Make people miss. Quarterback's been out with COVID, but he'll be back for us. So, you know, it's gonna be a good play. It always is against Coffee. It's a tough physical game. You know, we've got to be ready to play. We've got to show up. Can't make mistakes. If we don't make a bunch of mistakes, we'll have a chance to win the game.
Well, the number 2 quarterback didn't do a bad job of leading them. I think their passing percentages are about the same with the pass completions. All right, Coach, we're going to let you get out of here. We're going to talk to the guys here. Any final thoughts for the Terror Nation?
We need to get over there and make some noise. Hopefully we get a big crowd, follow us over, and cheer on the kids.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Talk to you next week. All right, we got T.J. Lewis, Miles Smith, and Cameron Joseph with us now. We're going to start out with T.J. T.J., what a – oh, man. Oh, well, here we go. All right, T.J., where'd you go to middle school?
You can think about that question.
Yeah, exactly. All right, go with it. Where'd you go?
I went to McIntosh Middle. And then I came over to Glenn Middle
in eighth grade. Yes. Yeah. I think you played like on the defensive line down in Glenn Middle. Did you play any quarterback down there?
No, sir. I played safety.
Safety at Glenn Middle. Okay. So you hadn't always been a quarterback?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Played quarterback at Glenn Middle also? Okay. You've committed to Louisville, right?
Yes, sir.
What made you commit? I mean, was there just the coaching staff was where you needed to be, or the facility? How many trips did you make out there?
I haven't made a trip. They offered me, actually, after this pandemic started. So I was really close with the coaching staff, the players. I was real familiar with the plays. I watched a lot of film with them, you know, and I was, like, head-on about them. So I was like, I feel like that's the best fit for me.
And you are going to have an opportunity to play quarterback. They're not looking at you like a DB or anything like that. It's quarterback.
No, sir. With the exception of, like, receiver, maybe.
Maybe going out wide. Okay. You listen to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Miles, let's go with you. Were you a Risley candidate?
Yes, sir. I was.
Okay. You play linebacker?
I played linebacker and fullback.
Did y'all win a championship when you're eighth grade?
No, we went both times, but we lost both times.
Got beat by who?
Jay Macon the first time and Bill Miller the second time.
Got beat by the Hurricanes. Anyway, you're nursing an injury right now, right?
Yes, sir. I strained my hamstring.
Now, how's that feeling? Are you getting right
it's
back where you?
Better. I can almost run now. I'll be back by next week. My runs are high again. So
you're gonna sit out this game here and just let it rest.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Get ready for region play.
Yeah, region play starts next week, right?
Yes, sir.
With Brunswick High, we're guests against Brunswick High. So, all right. Well, kind of a corny question here, but you know, who's your favorite coach for Glen Academy?
Coach Bill.
Coach Bill?
Yeah, he's been with me since I was a freshman. He kind of stuck with me. Told me to come up to JV with him, and he just coached me all 4 years. He's been a good coach. Stayed on me, made me a player I am today.
Yeah, he's a. He's his position coach, or the inside linebacker is obviously what you play, but as being the defensive coordinator as well. So that's a that's a pretty big load on him. So are you talking? You got any conversations going on with anybody as far as playing at the next level?
Not yet, but it's the middle of the season. It's gonna come.
Yeah, you get letters stating that they're gonna be looking at you. You know, yes, right? So do you have a place you want to go?
Not at the time, no.
Yeah. You may want to think about the route that 44 in front of you took. You know, that's a great school up there. Mm-hmm. He went to, what's that called, Middle Georgia? Is that?
West Georgia.
Yeah, in Carrollton, Georgia. So, yeah. And you got any questions for these guys?
Well, it's not so much a question, Bob, but, you know, things have been on my mind about the season. You know, this is we're in trying times right now, and the way this season's going to play out with this COVID thing. You could have the best team in the state moving along undefeated, and have the virus pop up on your squad, and have guys that you'd have to have sit out for 2 weeks right in the middle of your region play, and throw your whole season completely out the door. And that's why it's more important than ever to look at the task at hand that's laid before you every Friday night and take advantage of every snap that you get, every opportunity that you get to get better, because there's just so much uncertainty. I've said it all season long that anybody that has a squad that brings them out to play on a Friday night has an opportunity this year to wind up in a state championship game because of the unknown. You don't know how this thing's going to play out.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that, and some teams are going to lose some players that,
it's going to happen. We're seeing it this week in the NFL, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We still got Cameron Joseph to talk to. You're listening to the Glen Academy Coaches Show with TJ Lewis, Miles Smith, and Cameron Joseph. We'll be right back.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Terrors!
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show. It was with Coach Rocky Hidalgo, but now it's three of the Red Terrors are with us, and special guest Andy Jones. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, C. Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. All right, let's start with Cameron. Go to Cameron Joseph now. Cameron, I want to first off tell you I've seen you grow, man. You know, I couldn't be prouder of you for stepping up this year and becoming the safety, a starting safety, at what, $130?
$140.
$140.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got 10 more pounds on it.
So, well, you've been working hard in the weight room, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Really though, you've worked hard, you know, and just give me a little bit of, you played at Glen Middle, you know, I coached you at Glen Middle. I think I could probably coach you somewhere else down the road. I've seen you grow, but did you get much playing time at Glen Middle as a safety or I think you were a outside linebacker, weren't you, for a while?
Because my brother, they tried to put me outside linebacker, see how that went, but nah. I quickly switched cornerbacks because God didn't bless me with size at a young age, so
yeah,
it was kind of funny. But it is what it is, and I worked the best I could with what I got, and here we are.
Yeah, we mentioned it before. Your older brother, I guess I could say bigger brother too, maybe, but your older brother, Preston Joseph, who's now senior at Lenore, right? Is he playing outside linebacker up there?
He's playing like a mix between, it's like an outside linebacker and a safety position, and they might be moving him to middle linebacker this year.
I've got you. I've watched you this year. You know, one thing that's impressive about you is you're not afraid to come up in there and stick it in there, you know, with as we say, filling the lanes or running, you know, to downhill. You know, what's the deal? Is it no brain, no pain kind of thing, or is it just that's the way you're supposed to play the position?
Well, I know Miles and all the D-line and all them. They're doing their jobs. They're fitting as hard as they can. So the best I can do for them is do my job as hard as I can.
Yeah, that's the term. It's fitting down to where, you know, guys coming to the outside, yep. You've got to play downhill to make that. Last game, wind the barrel, you got a block punt and got a scoop and score out of it. What was that something that you worked on in practice the week before? Did you know you had that coming off the end?
Oh, yeah. As soon as the coaches put it in practice, I was like, this is an amazing play. As soon as we did it in practice, I was like, yep. And a lot of that has to do with Trey, the other safety.
Right.
What he did, his part, he took on two of the blocks, left me wide open for it. So that play really goes to him, what he did for me. I just ran up the field, jumped up and blocked the ball.
Yeah, you almost took it off his foot, actually. So, you know, yeah. It looked pretty from the sideline.
Definitely fun.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Coffee County. TJ, what do you expect to see out of Coffee County? I mean, do they roll the safeties in any certain way? Have we put in a scheme that's going to throw more than normal? What's the game plan?
I kind of feel like they remind me a lot of Ware County, you know, every man on the ball. Their whole defense head on. They're kind of like terrorists. No, they don't care the outcome. They don't care about the outcome. They're coming downhill and they're going to hit hard. So,
yeah.
You know, as long as we execute everything, it should be all right.
Yeah, they're running a 4-4. Is that the first time we've seen that this year or someone else?
Yes, sir.
So we've got four defensive linemen and four linebackers, I guess a rover or something.
Yes, sir.
What's the thinking for the game plan? We're trying to get outside more this week. We're maybe trap in the middle. What are we
trying to get up the middle and sometimes trick them a little bit? But you know, 4-4 is like basically what the option is set up against. Like,
okay,
so that's the best defense to run an option against. So we're an option team, so it should be really simple to us. We'll be be able to go back to the basics.
Gotcha. This is the Glen Academy's Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo had left us. We got three of the players, TJ Lewis, Miles Smith, and Cameron Joseph. One more question for you, TJ. When you're getting out there on the corner, we're leaving somebody unblocked. Maybe is it the five technique or the nine technique? Is explain that to the people that may not know what you're reading out there when you get to the corner with a pitch man.
Well, so the rover is the pitch man. So the end is the one that I'm reading. So either I react off of him. If he squeezes, I'm pulling. If he stays, I'm giving the ball.
Yeah. How long you got to make that decision? A millisecond?
25 seconds. You know, yeah. Sometimes if you don't know for sure, just give the ball out. Best option, just give it.
Just give it. You know what I mean? Okay, that gets you taking the hit. All right, Miles, I know you're sitting out this week, but you've watched film. What do you expect offensively from Coffee County? What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to mix it up. They're going to run the ball on first and 10s, second and medium, third and medium. They're going to throw the ball. Fourth down and short, they're going to run the ball.
They got kind of a weird-looking punt formation. I mean, they spread it out pretty good.
Are you going to be helping coach this week?
Oh, I'm going to be helping coach. All right. Right there at the sideline.
I like to see that.
Yeah. You get a look. So they run option as well? Or they
No, they run like buck sweeps and inside zone.
Okay.
They try to do some funky stuff in the past. They cut off somebody, like a linebacker trying to get somebody. They'll try to cut them off.
They're going to pick you over the middle.
Yeah, they're trying to pick you.
Yeah. They had I didn't watch much of there. I didn't see it, but they had a receiver that's, you know, he's got like four or five touchdowns. I forget his name. I got it here somewhere.
They got a running quarterback, too, which makes it hard because you can't just focus on the pass when they drop back. As a middle linebacker, you got to focus on pass and get your head back around and make sure he ain't just take off running.
You got to kind of shadow him. Yeah. You know, you turn your back on your beat.
Always have somebody looking at him.
Yeah. All right, Cameron, from the safety position, Coffee County, what are they going to do?
Well, like you were talking about, they're number three. He's the real deal. He's a pretty good receiver. He has something like out of the past two games, he's only played in two or three games, and out of those two games, he's gotten the ball like 20-something times.
Right.
And so
he's a man.
He's a man, but our coaches are smart. They know what they're doing, and we got a
good scheme for him.
Pretty good scheme. Yeah,
that's one thing I don't think a lot of people understand either is the time that the coaches spend working at film. You know, this week's stunts may not have worked last week, or the last week's stunts may not work this week. So it's almost you got to hold sometimes a new stunt package and some new calls according to what they're giving you. Are you how many times do you think they're going to throw the ball?
I think it's going to be pretty mixed up. Like you said, our run defense has been amazing this year so far.
Right.
And they've been locking stuff down. So I think they're probably going to be game planning to pass the ball a little bit more than they have usually.
Okay.
So I think we'll see a lot of it. But like I said, our coaches have
great plan for it.
Well, you got to think every time they put that ball up, that's an opportunity for the secondary to score.
Oh, we got some players.
Yeah.
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 Who knows that we got some players.
Who stepped up for Jay Miller?
We're playing the same people. We have all of our DBs play wide receiver. All of them. They're all amazing athletes, play both ways. So, yeah, like Jay Drayton's
going to step up and play some DB.
Snooty
going to come over and play some defense back too.
Yeah. The way we had it is they just had a rotation going. But Jay Mill gone. They're going to have to play even harder than they've been playing. So it's going to be hard on them.
Going to get a lot of snaps.
Another opportunity for another young man. You know?
Going to get a lot of snaps.
Hey, we got a guy down, but there's an opportunity in there for somebody to make some plays.
The old proverbial next man up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up with that. We appreciate you guys joining us. Good luck Friday night. Maybe we'll have you back in here next time as a player of the game or something like that. So thanks for joining us, Andy Jones. You got anything?
Man, it's a great day to be a Terror.
Yeah, it's always a good day to be a Red Terror. All right, thanks for joining us on the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. Come get me, Mother. I'm through.